You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. Superb Saturday to look forward to as well, with the Dewhurst and the Cesarewitch at Newmarket. We've got a good card at York alongside that. Good jumping as well from Chepstow. National Hunt card at Hexham to complete the afternoon lineup. And evening action on the all-weather at Kempton Park. It'll be myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with Craig Forsyth and James Millman. And we go live from 1:40pm. Do join us for that right now. I'm joined in the studio by Paddy Aspel to look ahead to the best of the action. How are you, Paddy?
Yeah, fine, Mark.
Good man. We'll just take a quick look back at what happened on the Friday at Newmarket before we get stuck into Saturday's racing. Feature race on the card was the Fillies Mile at 3:35, Group 1 for the Fillies over a mile, of course. And Lauren's the winner at 10-1, beat September at 9-2 in a photo finish. Magic Lily was back in third place at 8-1. Good performance from Lawrence, but that nearside rail had been an advantage all day at Newmarket. Do you think that ultimately was the difference between her winning and a rather unlucky September?
Yeah, I suppose you've got to the two factors there, haven't you? I mean, because travelled ever so well, this Lawrence, and under that standside fence, which we've said has been doing very, very well today, even on the round course that we've just seen at Newmarket there. They've ended up wanting to come as close as they could to the stands rail the last sort of furlong or so. So it's obviously been a big factor today. And there's no doubt we had emails in the other studio there on the radio about the second's unlucky passage. And I mean, it was, I don't know, it's hard to, you wouldn't want it to take from Lauren's performance, because you know, she was a very worthy winner. But the fact that she's had that stands fence all the way, you know, very, very smooth passage, it's always going to be a little bit of a bugbear there. But, and, you know, September was probably a neck in front, even half a stride after the line. So it's unfortunate, really. But I'm so pleased for Carbrook and the team, because, you know, they've had a good year. You know, a sticky start, but they're having a fantastic finish, and they've got a real good one there in Lawrence, and she's a massive big scopey filly, and you know, she's going to keep going forward, but a great Group 1 win.
Yeah, and a lot of people will highlight the fact that September may have been a little bit unlucky in the run there, but Lawrence has done it from the front and done it the hard way, really. I know she had the rail to help her out, but when you're out in front for such a long time like that, to hold on, she's done really well there. So
she has, yeah. And like I say, she's a big, massive, scopey filly. So she's coped with things pretty well, but she's stepped up every time we've seen her this year, and she's done so again today. But like I've said, she is going to have her knockers, because she's had a fair bit in her favour, and the second had a trouble passage. But, you know, still, it's like Ken Pearson said, they don't pay past the post. And, you know, September was second, and Lawrence was your winner.
One of the other big races on the card was the Challenge Stakes, a Group 2 over 7 furlongs. Limato finally back in the winner's enclosure. He's had a pretty disappointing season by his own very high standards. He's won that, though, by a decent margin, then won by 3.5 lengths, so a 2 clear winner on the day, beating Massart and Gordon Lord Byron. A lot of people will be happy to see him bounce back, because he has a pretty troubled season, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. And he's just been disappointing, to be honest, Mark. There's no other way of putting it. So connections that they were hoping, and you couldn't really say they couldn't have been that confident, considering that massive chunk he was taken out of the market. But yeah, on paper, he's the best horse in the race. And look, again, he was drawn in 9, so he was close enough over that fence, got a lovely toe into the race from Massat, but you know, travelled very, very well, but at the line was head and shoulders above the rest. And lovely to see old Gordon Lord Byron, who was drawn on the wrong part of the course from what we've seen today, and won, run a good race in third, but comfortably beaten.
Yeah. Anything else stand out to you at Newmarket on Friday?
You see, the earlier races, I thought that the winner of the second, the Fillies Group 3, Elton Orda, same thing, had the run of the rail, but was well cleared a bunch in behind. But I thought Aidan O'Brien's filly, who was making her grass debut, she was drawn three, got stuck in behind Shamey Heffernan's Butterscotch a little bit and was out on a limb to challenge. And, you know, seen the race out quite strong. And to be honest, was probably in front for a bit during the last furlong, as probably Gavato was. But in the end, with the run of the rail, Ailton Orda has come and won. But I do think that I Can Fly is a very, very good filly and will have benefited an awful lot from today. And I don't think she had as much in her favour as the winner.
Okay, I Can Fly then, the one to take out of the 225 at Newmarket. That's the action that took place on Friday. We've got plenty of good stuff coming up on Saturday, so we're going to move on to that. The first race that we're going to look at is one of the big races of the season, really, as far as two-year-olds are concerned. It's the 3 o'clock at Newmarket. It's the Darley Dewhurst Stakes, a Group 1 over 7 furlongs. The market at the moment, headed by Expert Eye, who's 4-7. Emirati is 4-1. It's 8-1 US Navy Flag. Seahenge 9-1, 33-1 Card Sharp, and 3 4 pence, and 40-1 or bigger prices for the others. Let's start with the thoughts of Sir Anthony McCoy.
Sir Michael Stout's Expert Eye was very impressive winning in Goodwood last time. He travelled really well through that race and looked a star in the making. The form of that race has been franked. A few of them have come out and won since. The likes of Seahenge, who reopposes again, won a Group 2 in Doncaster last time. But I think one of Aidan O'Brien's other runners, maybe Expert Eye's biggest danger, US Navy Flag, won the Middle Park in Newmarket last time. That was a Group 1. I think at the prices, he may be a bit of value, and I'm going for US Navy Flag each way in the Dewhurst.
AP going for a bit of value then. He sides with US Navy Flag, who's 8-1 in the market. That's his each-way call on the race. A couple of questions for you, really, Paddy. Expert Eye looks incredibly exciting. Just good to see him again, perhaps, on Saturday. He's 4-7, though, and there could be an each-way angle in the race. So how do you weigh up?
Yeah, I think AP's got it absolutely spot on. Because I was in studio when US Navy Flag won last time, and he's always gone under the radar a little bit, and he has been labelled as a little bit of a rogue, but fair play, since the blinkers have gone on, they've really straightened this horse out.
Yeah.
Because he does race lazily. He runs behind the bridle, as he did even the last even with these blinkers on. But there's no doubt they've made him turn the corner. And at 8-1, he is the each way angle, but you just couldn't see him beating Expert Eye. For me, he hasn't got the class or the ability. But at 8-1, yeah, he's a tidy little bet, but only for mopping up the bit of each way, because from what we've seen of Expert Eye, only had the two goes and has been better each time we've seen him. And Connections have won this race previous. Was Zephonic, Frankel. So Connections have got a real good record in the race. Mm-hmm. And I do think that Goodwood race, where Expert Eye literally, it was over in a matter of 5 strides, which was the most impressive thing visually at Goodwood last time. And the form of the race is working out very, very nicely. And, I mean, really, tomorrow, Connections would just be thinking he's looking to maybe cement his position at the top of the betting for the guineas, really. But there's just nothing for me. Although 4-7, it is it's so, so short. It does reflect the sort of form this horse has shown. And really, although Emirati is the unexposed one, you would say. But then again, he's 4-1. He's short enough. But US Navy Flag, for me, like I said, I think AP has got it absolutely spot on. But Expert Eye at 4-7, you're not going to get rich backing him, but he looks exceptional.
So if you take the betting element out of it, I suppose, if you're just saying, what would win? You'd say Expert Eye to win, and maybe US Navy Flag to
chase him home. He's got an awful lot of ability, and like I say, the blinkers have really straightened him out and turned him around, but just hasn't got the class of Expert Eye, in my opinion.
Yeah, really looking forward to seeing Expert Eye out again. He looks an incredibly talented 2-year-old. See if he can cement his place at the top of the market for next year's 2,000 guineas on Saturday afternoon. That's the classy angle, or the 2-year-old angle, maybe on Saturday then. But the big betting race of the day will be the Cesarewitch Handicap. It's at 3:40, 2.25 miles, huge field as well, 35 of them declared to start with. I think we've got 34 left. I think there is a non-runner. And the market headed at the moment by John Constable, who's 8-1, 10-1 for Who Dares Wins. Lagos to Vegas is 10-1 as well. It's 11-1 for Withhold. Endless Acres 14s with Snow Falcon, Time to Study, and Swamp Fox. Dubawi 50 also 14s, and 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. At the time of recording this, the non-runner is I did see it. It's Landsman, who's a non-runner, the Tony Martin runner. So nice easy puzzle for you to solve here, Paddy.
Yeah.
Help us out with the Cesarewicz.
Well, obviously, with having so many runners, I was going to go treble-handed here. But my first selection would have been Alan King's trial winner of this race, Who Dares Wins. It's a race we've seen Alan King win quite recently, and this chap comes in pretty decent form, and he was a good winner last time. I mean, handicap-wise, I don't think he's got an awful lot to spare, but just... I was quite taken with the way he won the last day and just looked to a horse. He's only five, was just coming to hand at round about the right time. But, I mean, it's just ultra competitive. You know, you could probably back five or six horses here and you could get a run with each one. The other two I liked was one that was a good bit further down the weights, and I think you would be at a fair bit bigger price. And I'm just going to try and dig it. Duke Street, where was he in the market, Mark?
Street
the is Richard Newland horse.
Going to be a decent price here. He is 25-1.
Yeah, I mean, this horse won on his chase debut 26 days ago, and the last time we've seen him on the all-weather, he was successful also. But off a mark of 88, I think he could be very well handicapped, this horse. Obviously, it's a massive big step up, but the excellent Hector Crouch is getting down to roundabout his minimum here, 8'6". But, you know, he isn't doing it for nothing. It's a good ride in a big race. And, you know, in stall 10, he's got what you would think is a reasonable enough draw compared to some of the other more fancied ones that I said. So he was my other one there. And the last one that I liked was the horse of Willie Mullins. He's got a few here, but, you know, some are drawn better than others. And it's Ryan Moore's Lagos to Vegas. Very, very lightly raced horse on the flat. He's only five, but he's been doing pretty well over the obstacles. But, I mean, I just the draw was going to be a big factor for me here, really. Who Dares Wins is in eight. Dr. Newland's horse, Duke Street, was in 11, and Lagos to Vegas was in 5. That was probably what was swaying me more. But like I said, there's a host of horses here with great chances. London Prize I liked also, but he's out in stall 28, so that sort of put the nail in the coffin for me with that guy. But my first selection, Who Dares Wins. My other fancies, Duke Street and Lagos to Vegas.
Okay, Who Dares Wins and Lagos to Vegas both in the market there at 10-1, and Duke Street 25-1. Three selections for Paddy in the Cesarewicz. Let's get the thoughts of Sir Anthony McCoy in the big race as well.
I think one of the jumps trainers may win here. Willie Mullins has got a strong hand. He's got three runners. Lagos to Vegas, the mount of Ryan Moore, I think has a chance. John Constable of Evan Williams's has done really well over hurdles of late. He won Market Raisin last time, and he won the competitive Swinton Hurdle in Haydock at the beginning of the season. He hasn't run in the flat since 2014, when last running on the flat for Aidan O'Brien. I think Who Dares Wins of Alan Kings has a chance. He won the Cesarewicz trial here in Newmarket last time, but I'm going to go for Ian Williams' London Prize. Pretty smart horse over hurdles during the winter, won the Imperial Cup. He won the Northumberland Plate Consolation the last time we saw him, and London Prize is the each way chance for me.
London Prize each way then for Sir Anthony McCoy then. That is a 16-1 chance in the market. And Paddy's thoughts, just to remind you, Who Dares Wins and Lagos to Vegas both at 10-1, and Duke Street at 25-1. A few options there, but we are paying six places on the Cesarewicz and William Hill shops. And if you have a bet online, williamhill.com, you can have the first eight places in the Cesarewicz if you have a bet at williamhill.com. So plenty of opportunities there to get a return in what is a wide open handicap taking place at Newmarket on Saturday. That's the flat action, if you like. We've also got some good jumping to look forward to this weekend. First real sign that the jumping is on its way back, and the Silver Trophy is the feature race at Chepstow, the Silver Trophy handicap hurdle. It's over the extended 2 miles and 3 furlongs. Big field there as well, 18 of them set to go to post. Good to see some of these good jumpers back out. Paddy, any thoughts on the race?
Yeah, fantastic. And also Finian's Oscar making his chase debut earlier in the day as well.
Yes.
Just look there's not many runners as declared, only about 5 or 6, but there, on the other hand, there was 18 declared for the Silver Trophy, and it took me an age to pin one down here, to be honest, because obviously you've got an awful lot of horses making their seasonal debuts and stepping up in grade, and, you know, but also some very, very progressive types. But the one I did land on in the end was the only one that Harry Fry declared. He had 4 entries in the race, and, you know, 4 decent horses going forward. Bags Grove, the six-year-old Oscar Geldin, Noah Healy rides. I mean, this is a big step up in grade, but I think it's a step up he's entitled to take. He was a bumper winner and then won a couple of novice events around Taunton last time with an opener mark of 1.33. Obviously, it is going to command more, but I do think in a truly proper run event, because sometimes I do think good horses can get beaten in bad races, or I won't say bad races, but in lesser races with smaller fields where they don't go through gallop. Whereas when you've got full fields, proper gallop on, plenty of cover, and it's races like that that can really bring the best out of horses. And this Bags Grove for me really fits that bill. I've liked what I've seen of him. Does wear a tongue tie, as an awful lot of the Harry Fry horses do. So don't let that put you off at all. But he's been very, very consistent. Apart from one slight blip last year, he wasn't out of the money all season. Very, very consistent horse. Like I said, he is going to have to step up to the plate more again tomorrow. But I think Connections will be fairly confident this horse can hold his own going into the Silver Trophy tomorrow. And as I've said, Noah Healy, stable jockey, takes the ride, but a very, very exciting race and a very, very exciting card, full stop at Chepstow tomorrow, which is, you know, the day when people sort of class it as the real start of the jump season, when you get the big Saturday Chepstow meeting, when you see the good novice chasers and novice hurdlers make their seasonal debuts. So it's really one to look forward to for sure.
Yes, it is. Bags Grove, then the pick for Paddy in the Silver Trophy Handicap Hurdle. Some real nice horses in there as well, the likes of Holston and Old Gal at the top of the weights. Allery as well, who came with a big reputation last season, and several others in there that we haven't mentioned. So a real good renewal of the race. You can hear it all on William Hill Racing Radio, of course, on Saturday. Thank you very much, Paddy. Good luck with that, and enjoy it on Saturday.
Thank you.
And we are live on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. It's myself, Mark Walton, in with Craig Forsyth and James Millman. Newmarket, York, Chepstow and Hexham in the afternoon, and Kempton Park throughout the evening. Real good racing to look forward to. Do join us for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.